You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, does the idea of World Book Day have you reaching for the glue gun or breaking out in hives? Its original aim was to prompt more reading for young people, but now parents say they're under huge pressure to come up with costumes for their children who are asked to dress up as their favourite book character. Joining me now is the CEO of Children's Books Ireland, Elena Ryan, and children's author Sarah Webb. And you're both so welcome to the programme. So, Elena, can we talk about, first of all, the original purpose of World Book Day was to encourage more reading in amongst children and young people. But it has developed into this other thing now, which some parents say make it a fancy dress day.
You know, it's really interesting, Claire, because I think you're just right. The culture of World Book Day has become reaching for the dress up, because that is the thing that happens. And teachers are under enormous pressure every day to do so much across the curriculum and outside of it. I feel they just don't have the bandwidth in a lot of cases to think of new ideas. Now, World Book Day is actually a UK-based charity that promotes reading, much like Children's Books Ireland is a charity doing so here. But if we could get teachers and families to drop the costumes and just focused on the books, there are less pressurized ways to make reading fun. And there's so much that's good about World Book Day. The books this year are really strong. We have 3 Irish published books for the first time. There are 3 other Irish artists in the UK-based selection. Children's Books Ireland is donating and delivering 40,000 books to children for free in Ireland, in hospitals and care settings and direct provision centres, family resource centres. There's a book in Irish, and there's a real focus on accessibility and inclusion. So Child Vision and Vision Ireland have a really wide selection available in Braille, in large print, in audio. So there are great things going on, but it is just a mindset shift that's really needed now to make sure that the focus is on books and reading and making it fun.
So, and Sarah, you see this, do you? People coming to you in the bookshop in Greystones, hassled. Like me, I need to find a Mackenzie Hollister costume tonight.
Yeah, I mean, the poor parents. I work, as you say, in halfway up the stairs, children's bookshop down in Greystones. And already over the last week or 10 days, I've had really quite stressed parents in looking for costume ideas, you know. Luckily, a lot of them will have sports kit, so I've been able to point them towards the Millie McCarthy and the St. Patrick's Day Pandemonium and the Millie McCarthy Sports Day book. So that's been a great success. I've also pointed them in the direction of a Tom Crean book. And we have one lad going in a woolly hat, woolly jumper, and carrying a toy dog.
Okay, that's great if it works. But you know yourself that often won't wash, you know, go in your sports gear or go in your woolly jumper, because it becomes competitive, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely. So I think Elena is 100% right. I think we kind of need to reclaim World Book Day as a huge celebration of books, of Irish books, which is always one of my passions about promoting, and about just the joy and the importance of reading in children's lives. As Elena would be able to tell you, like, there are children all over Ireland who do not have a book in their household. And World Book Day is an incredible opportunity to get a book into every household in Ireland that has a child or a young person. So I'd love to see everyone, including ourselves, you know, booksellers and CBI, being a little bit more inventive about the messaging, and maybe giving teachers and schools and libraries and bookshops lots of ideas about different ways they can celebrate books, you know, book swaps, that kind of thing.
So it sounds, Sarah, like you'd be happy enough if schools and teachers dropped the whole dress up for World Book Day idea too?
Well, yeah, yeah. Unless, I mean, some schools, they really enjoy that part and that's okay. But I think the most important bit of it all is taking the stress off the parents. I think that's incredibly important. And putting the focus back on books rather than costumes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah, because Elena, if you look at it, like dressing up as your favourite character, it probably isn't going to convince you to read if you're not already reading, which is the whole point of World Book Day, to get more people opening a book.
Exactly. And unfortunately, the pressure does tend to land on the families. And even if it is a brilliantly crafty person, you know, there's probably going to be 2-3 hours spent crafting something lovely that'll be worn for the day. And it might be a joyful, lovely thing for that child. But those 2-3 hours could have been spent sitting down and reading aloud to a child, separating it from, you know, the literacy, the reading acquisition, the learning end of things, and making it fun. And, you know, some of the other things that you can do, reading aloud in class, the book swap that Sarah mentioned is a brilliant, sustainable way to find new homes for books, or swap where kids might be reading a series. Children's Books Ireland is going to be running free events that are live streamed out to classes. And we have all of the Irish World Book Day artists, so Leona Ford, Karen Hart, Myra Zepp, Mr. Ando, Kevin Moran, all available for primary school sessions, free to register for. And there's no pressure on teachers to do anything except tune in and listen to brilliant Irish writers and illustrators talking about their work. And it should be a really joyful thing. And kids might discover a new book or a new artist that they haven't heard of before.
Yeah, it makes such sense to devote the time into that rather than trying to either buy a cheap and nasty costume that you'll never wear again, or drive yourself around the bend trying to make something tonight for World Book Day. Like Elena, if you spent 20 minutes sitting down and reading with your child, you'd be better off than any of those other options.
That would be amazing. And if you can, to bring them into the bookshop to use their tokens as well, because every school child will get a free World Book Day token into their hand, into their school bag. They've probably already got them by now. And if not, you can get onto the World Book Day website and download a token for free. So you can go in and choose from any of the World Book Day books that are there, or take €1.50 off a full price purchase. Mm-hmm. And that moment of seeing yourself as a reader and of having the autonomy to pick something with no comment from the adults, you know, let them read a comic, let them read a poem, let them read a picture book. Don't tell them it's too young or too easy. It's such a low risk way to try something new and develop that identity of yourself as a reader, and to bring books into the home and have them as part of family life as well.
But Sarah, in the meantime, if you have to dress up for tomorrow, you're saying keep it simple and be clever about it.
Absolutely. And I mean, there's some terrific Irish books. For example, Leon Diop has one called Mixed Up, Zeina Bolladale, Braids Take a Day. There's all the Oliver Jeffers books, you know, Dave Rudden. And a lot of these books can just be a normal kid, in the case of Dave Rudden's Con of the Dead, a normal kid in his normal clothes with blood on his face. There you go.
That's very simple to do. Sarah Webb and Elena Ryan, thank you both very much. Our listeners say no costume books for Book Day in Rathdowney. They have to bring an object to help explain their favourite book instead. That's much easier. Another one, my kids are now not doing World Book Day as it's too expensive to buy new each year, and we don't have enough time to make stuff in a very busy household. That's a practical way to look at it too.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.